And now this is a dictation for Ranald Barton, B-A-R-T, as in today, O-N, August 30, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3722. Dear Dr. Prouty, a follow-up for Mr. Barton. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, right side heart failure, last visit in August. Comes accompanied with wife. Tongue itching. A stable abdominal distension ascites from corpomonal. Stable dyspnea. Limited physical activity. No vomiting, dysphagia. Chronic diarrhea from prior radiation, colitis. Occasionally nose bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no changes in volume, a stable edema, no falling episode, a stable dyspnea, no gross orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the hydralazine, losartan, coric, Lasix, potassium replacement, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Takes new pain medications, apparently narcotics, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130 over 70. Right side, lungs are completely clear, no pleural effusion consolidation. Atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial rap. Distended abdomen, tympanic, but also dullness in the lower place. Likely ascites, a small umbilical hernia. 3+ edema below the knees, compressing and stacking on the left side. No gross ulceration. Mobility is restricted. Morbid obesity is 227. Next paragraph, chemistries. December, creatinine 3.3, progressive over time. GFR down to 21, stage 4. Low potassium 3.3, elevated bicarbonate 33, a normal sodium. Low albumin, corrected calcium normal to low. Phosphorus not elevated. Severe anemia 7.5, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Just received a dose of Eranesp and previously iron replacement. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, slowly progressive. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. Nothing to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Dialysis will be difficult because of his predominance right side heart failure. Next number, chronic diarrhea, radiation colitis. Next number, prior history of prostate bladder cancer, no recurrence. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis, rate control coric. Next number, severe anemia, he denies external bleeding, recent iron deficiency and continued EPO treatment, trying to keep hemoglobin above 10. Next number, blood pressure acceptable. Next number, congestive heart failure, normal ejection fraction with severe mitral regurgitation and severe pulmonary hypertension, corpomonal. That's the reason for edema, ascites, and asarca. Next paragraph, continue chemistry in a regular basis. Come back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed.